Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, hands, and tears. How will Dave do?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. This is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. What's ridiculous? What's going on around you?
Yes.
What because do you see, Dave?
I see a giant Today FM banner put up between me and Fiona because apparently when we do the girly quiz, she thinks she gives away the answer by her face. So she's had to cover her face and she keeps doing that with her own sheets. But they didn't want that because the cameras can't pick her face.
Well, actually, the biggest problem is she covers her face and doesn't speak and forgets that she's on the radio. So I'm like, no. I need her to speak. So the only thing we could find lying around the office happens to be a Today FM branded banner. So there's literally a big banner up between Dave and Fiona at the moment, and you can see it for yourself on our Instagram story. It's just gone up at Official Spin 103.
I haven't seen Fiona in 10 minutes.
In my defense, that time I was trying to deliberate an answer with you, so I had to whisper. I know that's not great for radio.
This is so weird. I feel like she's dialing in. I feel like she's on Zoom or something.
We now can't see one another. That's how important it is and how seriously we take the girly quiz. Listen, if you don't know what this is all about, once a week, myself and Fiona and you, the women of Dublin, and the lads as well, somewhat, we quiz Dave on all things girly. In order to win the week, he has to get the three questions correct. He does have help along the way. One is the simplify option, and one is his phone a female, and it's the lovely Maria this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Maria. How
morning,
are you?
Maria.
Morning. How are you?
All right, good. Maria, go on. Tell us, what is it about women that you know specifically? What are you very good at? What is your area of expertise?
Oh God, good question. I don't really have one.
Would you be good at beauty? Maybe the fashion, maybe health?
I thought you said booty.
You'd
be good
How's
at booty?
That booty, yeah, Maria?
Good, that one, all right, yeah. No, I think I'd be good at the beauty stuff, hopefully.
A Jackie of all trades. That's absolutely fine. All right, Maria, well, thank you very much for being here. I will absolutely need you, I guarantee it.
Hopefully not, but we'll
All right, Maria, you stand by there. And just a note as well, if his little ear's in the car, the nature of the girly quiz is that we just don't know where Dave's going to take the answers and his deliberations, etc. So just hand on the dial. But I do think we're safe enough this week, yeah?
I think so.
All right. Well, shall we crack ahead?
Let's do it. All right, Dave, Mr. Dave Hammond, question number one. Oh, it's a good one. I'm not just saying that because I wrote it myself. Which one of these animal fluids is not used in skincare? A, snail mucin.
Ew.
B, salmon sperm. Or C, dolphin tears.
This is a girly quiz question.
This is skincare, yeah? This is stuff that ladies are putting on their faces.
Okay.
And there's all sorts.
Snail mucin.
Mucin. There's no way you just came up with that. There's no way.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's called, the slime, isn't it? Moose.
Yeah.
But like,
that's
no
the one, residue.
For moose. Could be for moose. Maybe that's where moose gets its name.
Like hair moose and moose face and, moose and stuff, yeah.
What came first, the moose or the snail?
That's a very good question. Mm. Salmon sperm. The sperm of a salmon.
Like, whose job would it be to get that? Do you know what I mean? And how? And then this one's the weird one. Sorry, what is the question again? Is it what one isn't?
Which one of these animal fluids is not used in skincare?
Is not used in skincare.
Snail mucin, salmon sperm,
and then it's obviously the dolphin tears.
Then obviously it's the dolphin tears.
I don't know the answer. Snail mucin, Salmon sperm. Dolphin.
Who'd be picking up the dolphin, dear?
But it's the fact. See, I don't want to call him Maria because, you know, I mean, it's already simplified for me. It's one of them. Mm. So it's a 33.33% chance.
That's good math.
So I'm going to go with dolphin tears.
Is it because it sounds absolutely ridiculous?
It does. There's no. How would you get that? Salmon sperm, maybe, like, you know, people get it from horses and stuff. That's someone's job. Maybe it's also someone's job to get it from a salmon. Who knows?
God, it's gross either way, isn't it?
Dolphin tears. Why would dolphins be crying? Also, they're in the water. How would they cry?
Is that your final answer,
yeah,
Dave?
Dolphin tears.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Back of the net. I can't believe, actually, that there's likes of traces of salmon sperm. And
oh, yeah, salmon sperm facial. It's a thing.
Is that a real thing?
And snail mucin is in loads of... It's a big K-beauty thing, Korean beauty.
Okay, interesting.
And apparently the snails are in a slight bit of distress when you're getting the mucin off them. But
really?
Anyway,
we don't like that.
You have to
nice
stress
to
them out a bit to get the mucin, apparently.
Oh, that's
but,
not nice.
Listen, the dolphin tears, I think I made it too easy. But
it's a fish cake. I mean, fish cake.
Hey, we crack on. Question number two, Dave, for the Girly Quiz this week. Callum's gone and Dave's gone. Cool. We're just trying to.
Giving him a death.
We move on. In the 2004 classic Mean Girls, Karen lamented that her nail beds suck. What's a nail bed?
My nail beds suck.
Okay, can you do it better, Karen?
My nail beds suck.
I thought it was your nail bed. That's a really good question. I never thought about it. I just presumed it was cuticles.
Do you remember I told you and Callum before on the show a while ago that I was told I've got really good nail beds and you both gave me a standing ovation?
Mm.
Yeah, what are nail beds? I'm going to hide my nails in case you look at how beautiful my nail beds are.
Okay, so I think that it could be two things, right? I think one, it could be another name for a cuticle. Two, I think it could be your nails underneath your fake nails. And that'd be the nail bed. So, like, and if it doesn't crack, it's a good nail bed. Do you know what I mean? If it doesn't crack. If the real nail underneath doesn't crack, it's like a good nail bed.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
For fake nails specifically.
For fake nails, okay. I would have thought so. Is this being really handy now if I could see Fiona's face?
Oh, Fiona's in the skits, and yeah. You can laugh on your microphone. You don't have to hide from it. She's been over there laughing.
I have one of those really unhelpful for radio silent laughs. It's just like a rub down in my ears.
I'm going to have to call in Maria, I think. I hope Maria's still there. Maria, good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. She's still there. Maria, you've been listening. I got 30 seconds on the clock and I need you to tell me what nail beds are.
I think it's the soft part under your actual nail. So under the hard nail, the soft kind of... part under that.
So like, oh really? Okay, so
yeah,
it's that thing that you remember
actually under your nail.
Yeah, that thing in the ad where the little gremlin like lifts up.
Ooh. Yeah,
remember?
Exactly,
yeah,
yeah.
Thing that was an awful ad.
Yeah,
fungal
infections.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Maria, I can't thank you enough. I think
that's what it is.
Okay, it's the soft bit under your nail.
I'm very confident. Yeah.
Okay, just in time. No further deliberations. It's Maria. What's your final answer, Dave?
It's the soft bit under your nail.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes. Now, how in God's name could they suck? What do you mean?
So basically, some girls will give out, like my friend Emer would always be giving out about her nail beds. It's kind of the length of your, like the skin under your nail to facilitate the length of your nail. How do I explain this?
It's like, say, okay, if you have good nail beds, your nail goes a bit further down your finger and there's a stronger base for them to grow longer and just look like dainty and delicate and stuff.
So
if you have really short nail beds and like you get a fake nail on, they're only on a tiny bit of your finger and they just look a bit mad.
So I'm going to just compare nail beds with Dave there.
Emma's are
your
incredible.
Index finger, mine goes back quite far.
Okay.
Here, Dave. It goes down my finger a little bit more than yours.
Right.
You don't have bad nail beds, though. Don't worry
about
it.
Happy days.
Don't
Maria, thank you so much. You have won with Essence. Congratulations.
You sure have, gal. You have gone and won yourself that Essence hamper for you and a friend. Their brand new spring summer collections in there. And you're also in the draw at the end of June. You can win those VIP tickets to Longitude on the show and you can experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge taking place on the 5th and 6th of July. It's proudly sponsored by Essence. So well done to you and the best of luck.
Okay.
Thanks, Maria.
Thanks,
so much,
Maria.
Cheers on. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Can he do it?
Ooh,
can
I do
he get
it?
A win?
Still one Simplify left, so, you know, I think so. All right, final question, Dave. What is a long chomp?
A Longchamp.
What is a Longchamp?
A Longchamp. Oh, God. I instantly thought of, you know, the chocolate bar, a Chomp?
Yeah, yum.
And I thought,
honestly,
maybe,
so underrated.
Maybe it was like a bigger version you get in maybe a selection box.
They bloody should do longer
they
chomps.
They should do that. A Longchamp. It's a French chomp. A Longchamp.
A Longchamp.
Like a Champs-Élysées.
Again, I promise you, Fiona's laughing. You just can't hear her.
A Longchamp. I have no idea.
I did longer chomps. I wish they did fatter chomps and I just did wider chomps. Maybe
I'm
going
to have to simplify it, lads. I'm going to have to simplify it. Longchamp. Okay. It's not what I think, anyway. It's not a chomp, but it's
simplify
not.
Mode. We are in simplify mode. The question was, what is a long chomp? Is it A, a handbag, or B, a really big lip balm?
No, there's no way it's a really big lip balm. It has to be a handbag.
Have you ever heard of it? Never.
No, long chomp.
Whatsoever.
No, it sounds French. Maybe it's a designer. I'm going to go with handbag.
Final answer, Dave.
Final answer.
And that, sir, gives you, oh, what a shame, a win on the green.
Yes!
Oh,
knock that
away.
Ball down.
We're back together.
Thank God.
As we should be. I can't touch you because my hands
now.
Are too sweaty after that. But happy to see you again, Dave. I feel like we made that a bit too easy, but well done.
Oh, for God's sake, every time I win.
No, I was a great player.
It was the question were too
player.
Easy.
You're a great little
fantastic
boy.
Player.
You've gone and done it, Dave, second week in a row.
And ooh. I can confirm to you now, Dave, the scores on the doors for this year. 9 wins.
Oh. Ooh.
9 losses.
Come on.
No, baby.
Better season than United.
Yeah. Early quiz.
Experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, only with Essence. Really
need you. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Spin!
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is hand-picked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.